Welcome to AchieveCast, the podcast that tells the stories of the great works happening in Achieve communities across this country. I'm Dr. Tate Martin, and for the next couple of minutes, I'll be speaking with those who make our communities healthier through Achieve. On this podcast, I had the opportunity to speak to several state health department officials about their views of Achieve. During a recent phone conversation, I asked Candace Ayers about the impact that Achieve is having in her state.
I'm Candace Ayers. I'm a section director with the Kansas Department of Health and Environment in the Bureau of Health Promotion, and I'm calling from Kansas. Well, it's actually made a huge impact, and it's just growing almost day by day. We have one Achieve community in Kansas, which is Wichita. It's our largest community in the state. And they are frequently leaders in many areas of health promotion simply because they have a lot of experience and they do excellent work. And so a lot of our other communities look to them as an example and for leadership. And because of their involvement with Achieve, we now have other communities throughout the state that are really interested in becoming Achieve communities, in trying to incorporate the principles of Achieve, and also, just going to that community improvement initiative with the policy systems environment work. It's really caused an incredible increase in the numbers of healthy communities coalitions that we're seeing across the state, and just really energized the work that we do at the local level.
Scott Bucher of Pennsylvania spoke about the innovative partnerships developed through Achieve.
Scott Bucher, I am the Healthy Communities Coordinator with the State Department of Health in the Pennsylvania Department of Health. Achieve really has demonstrated the effectiveness of a partnership-driven assessment process that involves non-traditional partners, not just public health people. And some of the ideas that have come out of the planning process are really quite creative and go beyond the traditional, what most people consider the public health arena.
Sharon Nelson of North Carolina spoke about how Achieve is complementing the efforts already being done in her state.
Sharon Nelson, North Carolina Division of Public Health. Well, I think Achieve has really complemented the efforts in North Carolina. We have a large umbrella movement called Eat Smart, Move More North Carolina, and it's been great to see the national support and the national efforts that really are augmenting the work that we're doing here in North Carolina. We have been for several years working with communities to implement policy and environmental and systems changes focused around physical activity, healthy eating, and even tobacco use prevention. So this has been a nice way to bring together those efforts locally and even support some of our integration work at a community level. So from a state perspective, it's been just a huge support for our work. Locally, of course, it strengthened existing partners. We've had a coalition program in place for several years. Unfortunately, it's not a funded program. So the Achieve initiative and the Achieve funding has really strengthened those existing partnerships, giving them something concrete to work on. As we know, partnerships really come together and are stronger with a focus, so this has brought focus to their work. And just the nature of the initiative has brought in a broader range of local partners to help support local efforts.
Bruce Hathaway from New York spoke of the many opportunities available when Achieve communities partner with their state health departments.
My name is Bruce Hathaway, and I work for the New York State Department of Health, specifically as the State Health Department Expert Advisor on the Achieve program. State health departments have a unique perspective that can really benefit the local community. So I would encourage folks to engage their state health department people as much as they can. You know, like I mentioned, they can be a great resource and may offer an out-of-the-community experience to the group, and kind of maybe bring in the larger picture for folks so that they can see what's going on a statewide level. And depending on the state, there's also many times the state person can be connected to what's going on nationally. And so that's another perspective that they can bring to the team.
These four representatives are only a small sample of the vast support that achieved communities have from state health departments. A common theme in all of the interviews I conducted was that state health department officials believe that achieve is an incredible way to make an impact in individual communities. This podcast has been brought to you by the National Association of Chronic Disease Directors. If you'd like to listen to more podcasts or get more information, visit us on the web at achievecast.com. This has been Dr. Tate Martin, and until next time, let's all work together to make our communities healthier.